Yeah, I'm excited for the future. I've really developed here a lot, and appreciate, the teammates that have pushed me to get better and the coaches, and so I'm just really excited.
Paul Kruger speaking on behalf of the defense and himself. Kind of a breakout season for the young man as Dean Pease joins us for Game Plan Defense. Aside from the haircut, heck of a year for Paul Kruger, huh?
Yeah, Paul's really done a great job because we started him out teaching him how to be a Sam linebacker in the offseason. And then when Sizzle got hurt and couldn't start the season, then we moved him to rush. And then we've moved him back to Sam. And he's playing defensive end. He's our X in some of our sub-packages. He's really come a long, long way.
And even had a great pass breakup on the Bengals game. It was a difficult assignment for a coordinator, no doubt, in Cincinnati. And yet the goals were stop the ground game, nothing over your head. Under 50 yards, if Shockey doesn't fall down, nothing goes over your head. Walk through when you're going to play all the young guys, how much different or difficult it might be for a coordinator.
Well, it's not that much different, Larry, from the standpoint of I have a menu of things that we're going to play, and those are the things that we practiced last week. And again, it's kind of different packages, and each guy's got his little niche in each package. And so when certain guys were in the game, I had certain calls that I was going to make. Hopefully he'd get those right. And, that's kind of how we did it. And the biggest thing was we were going to try to put, still run pressures and still do a lot of things and not just go vanilla and just, sit out there and play like preseason. We still were going to pressure and do a lot of things because we wanted to see how the guys would react, and we also want to win the game. And so, that was the way we went into the game, and I thought the guys executed well. We only gave up 189 yards, in any game. That's a heck of a day. And like you say, we gave up one long pass. And really, if it wasn't for that, I think we really had a very good performance.
And the pass went over Shockey's head. But I think that if you look back at the last 3 or 4 weeks as you go to the playoffs, having confidence in Shockey as another guy that really is a nice-looking cover corner, that helps you a little bit too in your game planning, doesn't it?
Sure. You can't have enough of those guys. And, Jimmy's been hurt. And, Kerry's been good all season as far as, no injuries or anything like that. But you can't have enough corners. And, with Corey Graham having to go in and fill in for Webby and all this kind of stuff, just to trickle down effect, we've been very pleased with the progress that Shockey's made.
And you're pretty much going into this game as healthy as you've been through the course of the season. You might have a team that kind of was what you thought you might have in July on the field for you Sunday.
Well, this might be the first time when we play the Colts on Sunday that we've seen certain guys all together. I don't want to say who those guys maybe are, but it may be the first time all season that this group has actually played together as a unit.
Well, that'll be wonderful to see. And you're going against a very talented group. One of the amazing things I looked at is that they have their Colts' first five draft choices were all offensive players, all of which are playing a ton. Four of them starting, the two tight ends splitting some time. I haven't really seen that young of a team in the playoffs in a very, very long time. I don't know what that means to a game planner, but that's a young, talented group of guys in the skill positions over there.
Well, it is. The only thing is, at this point in time, to me, they aren't rookies anymore. You've played 16 games. You've played a season. So this is the second season. So they're not rookies anymore. They've obviously plugged these guys into the positions that and asked them, and kind of like we've tried to do on defense, is not to do things they can't do. But the key guy is the rookie quarterback because he's not playing like a rookie. He hasn't really played like a rookie all season.
Well, let's talk about him a little bit because we talked about RG3 and having to put in a read option, kind of make his college offense his pro offense. Didn't have to do that with Luck, right? The Stanford offense was kind of a pro offense, and he was able to hit the ground running a little bit better.
Right, and he really fits Bruce's offensive scheme, which is kind of the old Pittsburgh offensive scheme that Roethlisberger had, and he's got similar abilities. He's a big guy. He's hard to bring down. He can scramble. He's got good speed, probably got a lot better speed than what Ben has. Got a strong arm, and a very, very intelligent guy. So he fit into Bruce's system, very, very well. Chuck knew what he was doing.
Yeah, let's talk about Bruce's system a little bit. Last couple of years, they passed to set up the run. They kind of flip-flopped a little bit. A lot of bubble screens, a lot of quick stuff, three-step drops, and then they take their vertical shots. Is that kind of what we're looking at?
It's similar. It's not quite exactly the same as Pittsburgh. Obviously they hit a shot on Texans last week on 3rd and 23 or whatever it was. But, yeah, they got some speed on the outside. It's similar, there's a little bit of differences, and probably because he maybe doesn't have certain guys that he had at Pittsburgh right now, but eventually that's probably what he's going to get to.
And that's that T.Y. Hilton, who's got 19 yards per catch, great vertical guy. Reggie Wayne's 173 years old, but still had 1,000 yards. And then they've got the two rookie tight ends. Different-looking tight ends between Fleener and Allen? Do they run a lot of double tights and do different things with those guys?
Well, yeah, one's a little bit more of a blocker, and the other guy's a little bit more of a receiver. But they flip-flop them, and they give you enough different looks that you can't get a bead on saying, okay, well, when this guy's lined up here, this is what they're going to do. I mean, they self-scout themselves. They have computers too. And so, you know, they say they're similar guys, but one is definitely a better blocker than the other one.
How much can Coach Caldwell help? Has it turned the personnel over so much that him being there and all the connections between the two franchises, do you throw that away and just do your normal business?
You know, obviously I've talked to him, and he kind of talked to me this week because he's playing against Chuck's defense. So, you know, we always share thoughts. I really was in his ear when we played Denver because I thought he could tell me more about Peyton Manning particularly and that offense, because Peyton has put in the Indianapolis offense at Denver. This thing here is a little different because this really is not the old Colts offense. He can tell you a little bit about what personnel's there, but it's not like we don't already know about Reggie Wayne and most of those guys anyhow. So, and, you know, Reggie's not used at all in the same capacity that he was used at with the Colts. I mean, he was always on the one side, and he was always an outside receiver, and pretty much that was it. Now he's in the slot. He's an outside receiver. He's a motion guy. He never did any of that stuff with the old Colts.
So, wow. So yeah. The challenge is a great one, but I guess you guys are really built for this, huh?
Well, I think, you know, the way the guys are playing right now, I'm really pleased with the progress we've made on defense, and guys are playing very aggressively right now. We just got to keep that going.
Have a blast. Wild Card Weekend at M&T Bank Stadium for Dean Pease and his defense. Stay tuned. Jim Caldwell, Game Plan Offense, is coming up next.